The radio station that does more to fight inflation than the Inflation Reduction Act.
He's robbing them.
We don't have any subsidies for you either.
I get it.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
We're going to start off very, very sunny. Then we'll have some increasing clouds towards the afternoon hours. Temperatures climbing up to about 80 degrees.
53 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios this Friday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first. Anyone who's gone through the area near UVA's Darden Graduate School of Business has been watching the construction project of a big new hotel. What you may not have seen is an arboretum.
Just being a great place for the community. So one thing that's really exciting about the master plan is that we've activated outdoor spaces. So the botanical gardens, the arboretum, and the connectivity to the Ravana Trail will benefit anybody in Charlottesville that can walk through our grounds, and it brings North Grounds to life.
Darden's Dean Scott Beardsley said they expect to have some of these projects ready to go by spring.
UVA releasing its 2021 crime report. On grounds, the largest increases were in cases of stalking and motor vehicle thefts.
Fondling went from 8 incidents in 2020 to 25 incidents in 2021. Motor vehicle thefts, they spiked 4 reports in 2020 to 19 last year. Stalking is up from 13 cases in 2020 to 42. Rape incidents increasing from 11 in 2020 to 15 in 2021, and aggravated assaults have doubled to 14 compared to 7 in 2019 and 2020.
4 hate crimes were reported.
The Virginia State Police will be in Charlottesville this weekend with another Ride to Save Lives campaign that offers motorcyclists free assessment courses. They'll also be holding an event in Richmond over the weekend. You can find out more at dmv.virginia.gov.
A crash involving a car and a tractor-trailer on Route 151 at Route 6 in Nelson County resulted in one fatality. State police have not identified the driver.
It is that time again. The city of Charlottesville will start residential curbside collection of leaves on Monday, October 31st. You can sign up for text alerts reminding you when your collection week is coming up. Leaves will be collected loose at the curb, no bags, and a drop-off location is available on Saturdays again for this year. You can find out more at charlottesville.gov/leaves.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 53 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of the NASCAR playoffs from the Charlotte Rovals Sunday at 1, brought to you by Charlie Obaugh RV and University Tire on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. As we head throughout our Friday, we're going to start off very, very sunny. Then we'll have some increasing clouds towards the afternoon hours. Temperatures, though, another very warm afternoon, climbing up to about 80 degrees. Now, those increasing clouds, that's a cold front that's going to be pushing through. No moisture associated with it, but some cloud cover, and it's going to kick our temperatures down for the weekend. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.